us.
I might say to you, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark because I'm
afraid.
Okay. How about other words for being afraid?
Scared.
Yeah. She isn't, you might say about me, well, she isn't afraid now, but she sure
used to be afraid.
Okay. Or when you're talking about the old gray mare, you might say, she ain't what
she used to be.
Okay. Let's see. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and leaves the door unlocked, then you'd say that he might be very, very, he's mighty
brave.
All right.
Leaving that money out.
Now, I wouldn't call that brave. I'd call that kind of
careless.
Yeah.
Yeah, careless.
Real careless. Sometimes you have an aunt or somebody that's really kind of strange, you know, acts kind of weird, and you might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
peculiar.
Okay, any other words besides peculiar?
Strange.
Yeah, strange, and what else?
Funny.
How about she acts kind of queer?
That's just strange, and queer is about the same.
Same thing as that. Uh-huh. All right. Have you ever heard of the word queer being used in a different way recently?
I've heard people say she's a queer person.
Okay. Have you ever used it as a man sometimes is called queer? And do you know if that's used for any other reason?
No.
Okay. Well, I've heard there's a lot of men that look quite feminine, and people say that he looks like he's a queer. Have you ever heard
queer
of that?
Person? Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I have too.
And I was just wondering if you'd ever heard of it being said in that way. Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and he never ever wants to change, he might say, "Don't be so." He's just so sure, you can't get him to change his mind no matter what. Don't be so
positive about anything.
Okay, if he just won't ever change his ways, you might
be so contrary.
Okay. Does contrary mean that he will change his ways?
No.
Okay. How about if they're just very set in their ways, like words for stubborn?
Yeah, stubborn, that's right. Stubborn and contrary, I think it'd be about in the same category.
How about like mule-headed?
Mule-headed, bull-headed. I've heard them called bull-headed.
How about hard-headed and pig-headed?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, have you ever met anybody that you can't joke with because they'll lose their temper and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they can't, They are so sensitive.
Yeah, real sensitive. So you might say, he's awfully, you know, if you can't say a word in front of him.
Well, sensitive, you know, people, you can't.
Okay. Any other words for sensitive that you would use?
Peculiar.
Touchy.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're talking about this person, you might
don't
say,
have a sense of humor.
Right. Mm-hmm. Minus. If you're talking about this person, you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry.
Right. If he's of bad temper all the time, you just say, he's awfully
touchy.
Yeah. Okay. So, if someone's about to lose